AM W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Knocking off for the night after a long day at the Capitol, Senate lawmakers debating a bipartisan bill to give U.S. military aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, but severed of any border security efforts. Utah Republican Mike Lee.
We cannot send billions of dollars to Ukraine while America's own borders are bleeding.
It's about America keeping its promises, says Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar.
It reaffirms our commitment to our partners across the globe.
The Senate reconvenes tomorrow. Conservatives were against the larger bill that included border security measures because former President Donald Trump said it would be a gift to the Biden campaign. Federal safety investigators are going to the site of a helicopter crash overnight in Nipton, California, near Interstate 15, near the Nevada border. Police say all six on board are believed dead. This is ABC News. This pleasure could get costlier, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Satisfying your sweet tooth with some chocolate may leave you feeling a little sour when you pay. Global cocoa prices have nearly doubled, with crops worldwide coming up short. Candy makers Hershey and Cadbury warn that higher prices could put a damper on demand.
Excitement and crowds growing in Las Vegas for that big game tomorrow. ABC's Alex Stone's there.
Behind me here is a marching band from Texas Southern University performing for fans who are showing up to the NFL Experience, a big convention hall set up for families to see footballs being made, to run through football drills, see jerseys and helmets, and to do some Super Bowl shopping. Today, the crowd here is massive, with lines to get in ahead of game day.
Ash Wednesday is just a few days away, so that makes Tuesday Mardi Gras. As carnival season, partying continues. Millions celebrating across Brazil, including in Rio de Janeiro, with this street party with locals and tourists dancing. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Let's start off with a double dip of the German art students. Here on MaxSync Radio, we are local music.
She drives around in her punk rock car. She stays in the city and doesn't go far. Punches the clutch, hits the accelerator. In a cloud of dust, she shouts,
I'll see you later.
There's a tape deck in the dash. The Ramones, the Pixies, the Fleetings, and the Clash. She's driving real safe, she doesn't want to smash. She's gotta go to work, she's gone in a flash. She's going to her job in the punk rock car. Mixtapes on the floor in the punk rock car. They're going to a show in the punk rock car. Punk rock car, punk rock car, punk rock car, punk rock car, punk rock car. Packs in her friends, they're going
by the cargo. She's gotta go to work in the punk rock car. She's giving people rides in the punk rock car. There are coins on the floor in the punk rock car. Punk rock car, punk rock car. Color like November sky gray. She's on her way.
Write about things you don't know.
Max Inc. Radio Live, original local music until midnight. Hi there, I'm KJ Osborne, sitting in for Jimmy K tonight. We just finished up a double dip from the German art students, Punk Rock Car and None Shall Cover Us. Give us a call or a text at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, or get the Civic Media app on maxincradio.com.
All right, KJ. Woo! Thank you for sitting in for Jimmy K. He is, Jimmy K. He's out hunting Sasquatch, I believe, in New York City.
Yes, I wonder if he's having any luck.
He found one at the jazz club, I think.
We shall hear stories from him next Saturday. Wow.
Wow. He's out. They're coming back soon. He'll be back next week, Jimmy K. Hope you had a great time in New York City. Mm-hmm. Hey, German art students, we just announced a show, Max Inc. Radio Matinee Concert Series. Those are presented by Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 FM. It all happens at the High Noon Saloon in these matinee mm-hmm. shows. The doors open at noon, and then bands from 1 to 4. You're home by dinner.
That's a good sell, isn't it?
You're home by dinner, no football. And so on February 18th, Sunday, February 18th, that's coming up next week, the German art students are going to be kicking off at 1 p.m., then followed by the Apologists, and then followed by El Donk. And now the crazy stuff is, right, that the German art students over two decades ago played their first show opening for El Donk at OK's Corral.
No way. Yes. Okay, this is great history.
And I think so did the Apologists at another show. So you're talking like 60 years of collected band history, Madison band history at this one show.
And this is going to be a terrific show.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And having known that they have played together all of these other times, but way back then,
yeah.
You know you're going to get good music from these bands, too, because they've been together that long. Wow.
Yeah. So that is going to be just a fabulous show. Well, Terry, we have a big show coming up tonight.
Ooh.
What do we got going on?
Okay, we are going to kick things off with our first interview at 6:30. Rowan Childs, if you don't know Rowan, oh my goodness, this woman is doing amazing things in making sure kids get books to read. She is the head of the Madison Reading Project, so we're going to learn all about it and how we can help as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And then at 7:30, we've got Gordy Young coming in. John and Gordy show that's on, it's right here on WMDX every weekday morning from 6 to 8. And you have been a frequent guest, haven't you, Roger?
Oh, yeah. I go on there every Friday to bring music of what's happening in Live in the Lair. And sometimes we do some throwbacks or themed music.
I've heard it. It's fun.
And yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah.
They are a lot of fun. They're one of the best, morning shows around. I enjoy listening to them.
I can't wait to talk with Gordy. So we'll get the scoop from Gordy coming up at 7:30. Panchromatic Steel at 8:30. Going to talk to a couple of the guys from Panchromatic Steel. They have some new music coming out, don't they?
I think we'll find that out. But what they do have is a Fat Tuesday show.
Oh, that's even better.
And they're going to be playing with with Mama Dig Down's brass band.
Oh,
I always want to say Junction because I remember them 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. They were Mama Dig Down's Brass Junction.
Oh,
but now they're the brass band, right? That's how much history they have.
Yes.
And so Rock will be coming in along with Chad from the Pancromatic Steel, and we're going to hear about their kind of collaborated Fat Tuesday show.
Oh, that's awesome. And not to veer too far off course, because I like to do that sometimes, Rocker.
Yes.
Sal's Tomato Pies, one of our sponsors.
Yes.
I just saw they have a Mardi Gras style pizza.
Oh.
This next week. It looks fabulous.
Wow.
So I'm just putting that out there for all of you.
Mm-hmm. We were just eating Salvatore's pizza tonight.
So good. They have the best pizza. They
Twice
really
in one
do.
Week. I'm good with that.
Wow. Nice. Very nice. I'm going to have some bar notes coming up for you in a little while as well. And then live in the lair tonight. This is really, really cool. Joe Richter. Joe's coming over to the Madison studio from Milwaukee. That will kick off at 9 o'clock. And Joe, he can do it all. He plays keyboards. He plays guitars. He writes. He sings. He sits in with other bands. Typically, he's a one-man band, though. And we're going to get a taste of that tonight.
We are.
Yes. And then Max and Kathy, of course. 10 Maxie. To midnight.
Hey.
Oh, phew. That's a lot.
Ooh, all right. A lot. Well, yeah. We better get it started. Then.
Let's play some music.
How about some Jeremiah tired. Jams yeah. Band Dancing in Your Soul on Max Inc. Radio.
Back now. See that pressure that's on your mind? Is that feeling like you're wasting time? And your money, it needs more money. And it just ain't funny when you hit your low. But it ain't no mystery, mystery in my mind. So I'm asking the Lord, ooh, let me hit it one more time.
Interviews with our guests live in the lair and full shows all just waiting for you. Plus, you can get a direct link and grab the Civic Media app as well. Check it all out at maxincradio.com.
All right. Thanks, KJ. Hey, you know, Terry.
Yes, Rocker.
Max Inc. Radio was just nominated for a Whammy Award.
I know, it's so exciting.
And a Mama Award. We're up for a couple. And voting is actually going to be starting for the first round of voting for Whammy February 16th. That's this Friday.
It is.
And we're really excited. And, you know, we're going to be a big part of Whammy this year. We're going to talk a little bit about our partnership tonight and about, you know, coming together. We're a statewide music program and they're a statewide music industry organization.
Yes, indeed.
And so, hey, we thought we'd start unifying the state.
Why not?
Music scenes, right?
Oh, I love it so much. And I know we feel so honored to even be nominated for these because it means somebody actually had to take the time to go in and put our names in and the show name and all of that. And it just means so much, you know. The winning is always terrific, but just getting a nomination just feels so big. So thank you to whoever did that. And thank you to
me.
Ah! Well, thank you, KJ.
Well, now we know.
Just well,
oh, now she says she's kidding. That's not nice.
And we have a whole timeline for Whammy, like all up through the different nominations and when the real nominations that are announced. And so we'll keep you caught up with that all the way through May 19th. May 18th and 19th in Green Bay is going to be the award celebration weekend for Whammy. And we're glad to be a part of that. So,
Wait until you hear what we have cooking up for that. That's going to, I think we're going to talk a little bit about it later in the show, too.
We're forecasting.
Okay.
Right,
well, we also have this to talk about tonight. Rowan Childs of the Madison Reading Project is going to be coming in next. And wait till you hear about some of the amazing things she is doing. And I'm going to ask her how many books she has actually given away to kids in the time she's been with this project. That is coming up right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new, so I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Civic Media and the Shaw 101 FM presents the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series featuring Iron Plow. Iron Plow with special guest Bony Fingers, Friday, February 16th at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge, 200 Madison Street in Waukesha. This is a free event. The Max Inc. Radio Concert Series with Iron Plow and Bony Fingers, presented by Civic Media, the Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mm-hmm.
not a port in the storm. Sees the ocean in the morn. She's the way that's carried me away. She's the sky late at night, both dark and shining bright, with a moon to help guide the way. She's the strength in the sway, the magic in the way that a tree bends but doesn't break in the breeze. She's the rock on which I have built, the life in which I live. She's the heart and soul of the family. Truth is all that she speaks. Hope is all. You're still lying next to me. Hard to tell if it's real or just a dream. It's a gift, this I know, and I won't forget to show. The best way to give thanks is down on one knee. Time is all that we have. I pray the Lord makes it last. Home is anywhere that you go. Lead the way, I promise I'll follow. Home is anywhere that you go. You're the only love I.
Sync Radio, we are local music with Frank Martin Bush, and home is anywhere you go.
Thanks, KJ. You know, Frank Martin Bush, he's got some shows coming up. The 16th of February is Main Street Music in Brooklyn. Ooh. The next night, the 17th, he's at Tiranina Brewery over there in Lake Mills.
Yeah, Lake Mills.
And the 28th of February, Burr Oak with Zach Pietrini.
Oh, that's awesome. That'll be a really good show.
That's going to be a good show.
Frank never quits. That's such a good thing. We're lucky to have him around.
Well, Terry.
Yes.
If pages were burgers, the Madison Reading Project would have beaten McDonald's hands down after announcing they'd given away over 500,000 books over the last decade on a mission to help kids in low-income neighborhoods build literacy skills. Here in the studio to tell us all about the amazing growth of the Madison Reading Project, the Dolly Parton Imagination Program, and the new bus launch in May is director and founder Rowan Childs. Rowan, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much. That was a great introduction.
Oh, my gosh. In fact, I was teasing Rocker. I said, I have to ask how many books. Well, there it is.
There we go. We just surpassed the 500,000 books
that
we've given
out. That is incredible. Okay, so Rowan, before we get going about the Madison Reading Project, you've done so many different things. So tell us a little bit about you and, you know, kind of what has the journey been to get where you are here with the Reading Project?
Had, I guess, so many twists and turns. Lived in a couple different places. Always had books, though, as sort of like my cherished belongings and a comfort. And I've had a variety of different jobs along the way as I started the nonprofit and finally full-time, which is awesome. And love what we're doing. Our team is so passionate about helping kids and educators and families with literacy resources. So it's definitely been a journey.
Well, What is your background? Who is Rowan Childs? I mean,
right?
You know,
with that English and art degree,
I know,
who knew?
I was wondering. You know, red hair. Yes. I was like thinking,
just a little titch of the accent.
Yeah, little. So I'm not born in America, as you may be able to hear. So I grew up in Europe. My mom and dad are South African and were Tanzanian. Who knew?
Oh my gosh.
And now I live in America. So on any given day, my accent can be all over the place. So sometimes it sounds more Midwest. I lived in New York City, so sometimes it sounds more New York, or just like bits and pieces from everywhere.
And what brought you to America?
My dad's job. And then when I lived in New York City, I met a man from Wisconsin. Moved to Wisconsin, which was a slight change from New York City.
Oh, yes.
Just a smidge.
Yeah. We're glad you stayed, though.
But I love living here.
Good.
So, yeah.
We're so lucky to have you. And because this is a music show, I do have to ask you, what's your favorite songs? Do you have any? Do you have a music background?
I played piano as a child, argued with the classical piano teacher because I wanted to play jazz. But I do love all kinds of different music, probably anything from like Leon Bridges, but I love like Victoria Monet, or I was just listening to Etta James, so kind of all over the place.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
It kind of fits whatever kind of mood you might be
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yeah, we like that.
I could be kind of moody, so.
I've never seen that, but I'm not going to say it doesn't happen.
Well, moody, and I have a variety of moods.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be bad moody.
No. Yeah. And it matches the accent and the music. And Okay, so now we can talk about the Reading Project. I love this so much. The Madison Reading Project. How do you get inspired, and how did you know that there was a need for founding this kind of organization? Now, it's 10 years old already?
I know. It's
time
flies when you're having fun. Mm. So initially, I was helping my own son, kind of was surprised. I thought I did all the right things. We had books at home, read to him, and his teacher said he was behind in first grade. And I was like, how is that even, how is that possible? He said, I don't like the books at school. So tried to figure out with him. It took a couple months of like, what do you like to read? That counts as reading, you know, like even though it's not the school assigned things, trying to find, you know, a variety of different resources. And then it just bothered me because I thought, if you're in first grade and you're behind in reading, then what happens?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, are you just always behind in reading? And then your grades, you don't comprehend anything else by the time you're in third grade if you're just always behind. Then what happens? Then what happens? Can you even graduate? What kind of job do you, you know, like, so it's just, it bothered me. And I looked into other volunteer opportunities and didn't quite see what I was thinking of. But also I'd never started anything like that. So I took about a year to try and figure it out.
Yeah.
And then found an amazing partner at Salvation Army to do that very first pilot program. And then the kids just really sparked so many other things, sort of like, no, we really do like to read, but when they're exciting books and engaging books and they're not worn and tattered books, shockingly, right?
Yes.
And that just encouraged me to keep going. And who knew 10 years would go by and we'd get way more sophisticated at what we're doing, and the community really also cares about what we're doing, which is awesome.
It's huge. I find it so difficult And I know it's real because we've talked about this before, that there are kids that don't even have one of their own book.
Yeah.
And that just kind of breaks my heart because I think about the bookshelf I had as a kid, and a lot of those got passed to my brother, who passed then to the next brother. They're still lingering around my mom's house.
I'm sure.
Which is really, really cool. I guess this is where you also found not only were kids maybe having some struggles with reading, but then you found they didn't have books to read.
Right. I mean, it all sort of goes back to like where you're living, you know, your caretakers, your parents, grandparents, whomever, right? Having just books and materials, magazines, newspapers at home, those are so few now compared to back in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have a TV guide and a newspaper coming weekly. So just there's just less material. So like trying to find the best way to engage kids is with like fun, awesome books. You want to have like we want to have the best books available for kids and provide a really fun, engaging experience so that they just think it's so fun. They get to pick out the book that they want. There's awesome selections. And then they just sit down and read it, which we see happening.
Oh, I bet.
So, it's just really fulfilling, like knowing that that's working, and then just try and find a variety of ways to do that. But our team is just like so passionate about trying to find like those best books.
Mm-hmm. So as a child, what was your favorite book?
Ooh. So my mom often read A.A. Milne, like Winnie the Pooh to us, or anything by that author, or Roald Dahl, very English, Roald Dahl. All of those,
James and the Giant Peach,
The Witches.
The Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
There you go. All of those books were definitely, like, read to me and I read as a child. So those are definitely, like, some of my favorite books. And it was very funny rereading them, like, to my kids and realizing they're pretty saucy and naughty. We were like, oh, wow, that's pretty, you know, like, I might have to tweak that a little bit. But those were definitely, like, some of those core books that were read to me that I still, like, just love or, like, you know, like Squirrel Nutkin, Beatrix Potter, you know, like all of those things, very English.
You know what did it for me? Was my fourth grade teacher read to us over like, it was like a month or something, you know, read a little bit of the book every day, The Hobbit. You know, and now I've read The Hobbit probably five times and The Lord of the Rings probably five times and Dune and, you know, go on and on and on and 110 Star Wars books.
Yeah.
For us, it was the summer reading programs at the library. And I remember my mom would come home with stacks of books. And, I just love that. Of course, you got a prize if you finished the summer. So
that is like the one thing I do, like, when I talk to, you know, like anyone out in public or donors, volunteers, to say, what was your favorite book? So many people know, like, the childhood book that inspired them. Or they're like, this was my favorite one. So I love that you guys both just mentioned that.
Oh, so great. I am really interested in Dolly Parton. Now, we know that she's been involved in reading programs because her own dad couldn't read. Mm-hmm. So tell us about this, though, and how you end up participating in this.
Yeah. So she runs her now international program. Wow. So we participate in that. We run that for the County of Dane. Mm. And so any child under the age of five living in Dane County, you can register them. It's super easy via our website. And really, you get a free book delivered to your home every single month when you sign up.
Wow.
So it's amazing. We're sending out about 12,000 free books per month. Out currently.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, obviously kids graduate out, so you can sign them up as soon as they're one day old. So that's, we've been running that now for 2 years and just hope to continue to do that. So there's a lot of outreach that goes on just so that awareness and working now with the hospitals to try and get as many newborns signed up so they get to take advantage of that all year. For those
now,
5 years.
Brilliant.
We're kind of running out of time here, but I wanted to hear a little bit about the new bus that's coming.
Thank you.
Before you go.
So we have book bus number one currently. It's about to turn 5 years old. It's amazing. It's a free book bus. We give books out. Kids get to keep them.
Yes.
And so that program has gone so well and is so impactful, we figured we would get another one. So bus number two arrives May 18th. That's when our launch will be at the Cole Center. And it's all accessible. It's larger than our current one. And we're just so excited. We'll have two buses on the road. We'll keep the original bus. And so that way, we're just really hoping to be able to branch out the bus. We get so many requests for the bus to come to where kids are.
I bet. So. And then you have this other event that I want to ask you about really quick.
Yeah.
I love this. Ready to Wear, and that's on June 12th. This is the coolest event, Rocker. I am not kidding you. Oh, my gosh. Tell us real quick about that.
It's a paper fashion show. So both of you can compete in paper on the runway. last year, we had 21 teams start practicing your catwalk. And it's so fun. So people get to create something that maybe is reflective of their company, their nonprofit, just what they love is art. And you're competing with your fellow teammates. Last year, we had nearly 500 people at the Sylvie in attendance, celebrity judges, and then everybody gets to vote. So it's kind of like a little bit like a reality TV show, Project Runway, but it's so fun, and it all goes towards fundraising towards our nonprofit.
And again, books. It's made out of paper. Yeah. You know, it all ties together.
You can read it.
Well, yeah. Some of them you can. Yeah.
Rowan, thank you so much for coming in to tell your story. How do we find more information on the Madison Reading Project
online? Our website is probably the best place, madisonreadingproject.com. It's got ways to volunteer, sign up for Dolly Parton's Imagination Program, the events coming up. You want to know more about how to book, you know, donate books, get books, that's where you need to go.
You know, it's so interesting. We're talking about music, obviously, with the show and reading. And I think I've always heard those are two super important things for kids.
Yeah,
if they can read, and music can do so many, you know, opening of doors. And what a great way for us to
read
be together.
Music.
Well, exactly.
And read music. It's all good for your brain.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is, no matter your age. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rowan.
Thank you both.
So terrific.
Thanks so much for coming in. How about some Mackenzie Moore, Haunted, on Max Inc. Radio.
There was a time you could do no wrong, when everything was perfect to me. You gave your heart and I held on, kept it under lock and key. You took aim and dropped the gun, couldn't stop the bleed. Talk about what it is we want, what we needed to try. One day I woke up and now it's done. Still don't know why.
Still hear you in the sky.
What I wanted, I didn't play my just let go. When you've been haunted, moving on, all it leaves you is ghosts. Thank you.
Pink Halo with Speed of Light on Max Inc. Radio. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music. Also, hello to Wassa on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 98.9 FM, and also listening on The Shaw at 101 FM and WAUKAM 540. You can call or text us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And you can text us directly on the Civic Media app.
Oh, please do. We love those texts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. While you're talking, Rocker, let me check and see if we
okay, let's see if we got a text. Hey, coming up, Gordy Young from the John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. here on Mad Radio 92.7 FM. He's going to be coming in just a little while. But, hey, Terry, let me tell you about this Max Inc. Radio Matinee Concert Series.
Tell.
We have another one coming up. This one's presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media. And this is Sunday, April 7th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. And doors are noon, of course, show 1 to 4 p.m. And this time it's going to be a dance party.
This is going to be a rager.
Oh, man. We premiered Automatic Lover last week, and they're just an amazing, you know, yes. Latin funk, you know, dance band. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pair them up with Linda and the Zeros.
It doesn't really get much better
than
that.
Two bands, 1 to 4. Mm-hmm. They're going to be playing like an hour and 15 minute set. That means there's going to be a lot of sweaty people in there. Don't you think?
Well, just having the guys from Automatic Lover in here and watching them bounce around to their own music,
yeah.
It was so much fun. And of course, the lead singer, woo, I said, he's a cutie.
I mean, yeah, so that's going to just be an amazing show. And they're a brand new band.
I know.
I mean, we just literally.
So this is going to be their first show out. I think. I don't think they have any other shows coming up.
No, this is their premiere show. Well, I heard them. I said, you know, we got to get you in here. You know, if your band is interested in getting music on the air, performing live in the Lair, or even playing one of our matinee shows, send us an email to music@civicmedia.us or visit Max Inc. Radio.
Okay.
Right now, this is Linda and the Zeros, Black Horse in a Cherry Tree. This is by KT Tunstall. You're listening to Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music.
My heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. I fell in fear upon my back and said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When a big black horse said, look this way, and said, hey, baby, won't you marry me? One for me. And my heart had a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two. And I cut some cord, and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. So happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh. And I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, 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 you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, 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 you're not the one for me. We'll be right back.
the one for me.
Oh.
No, no, no. No,
oh.
No, 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 no. Say,
oh.
No, no, no. You're not the one for me. Yeah.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Six people are dead after a helicopter crashed overnight in California near the Nevada border. Federal investigators